Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Zuckerman, the Wall Street Journal reporter whose new book is A Shot to Save the World, the inside story of the life or death race for a COVID-19 vaccine. The questions to be answered include the original question about the origins of COVID-19. Gregory's book examines all possibilities, and there's no resolution here. But because he's done all of this reporting, I ask him, is it important to these heroes, the men and women of these companies who produce the vaccine, is the origin important to them, Gregory, or have they gotten something else out of this that is useful for the future, which is the methodology? I can't tell.
Yeah, they don't really focus on the origins. They believe that it was likely naturally a spillover from an animal. We'll eventually find the animal host. But quite honestly, these are researchers who are just focused on trying to develop vaccines that are protective. And they're more focused on using their methods to fight new diseases and illnesses, really intractable, difficult ones, things like cancer, things like malaria, things like HIV still, Dan Baruch, RSV, but various viruses. And I'm very optimistic. I don't want to say confident, optimistic about the future. But in terms of the origins, they believe the mainstream view in science remains that it was likely from an animal that spilled over. There's a possibility that it leaked out of a lab in China. I personally am an Occam's razor kind of guy. So I'm of the belief that it likely we will eventually find the animal host, just like it did with HIV. I mean, you remember, there were all kinds of suspicions and accusations. It was the CIA, the U.S. government, KGB. Eventually, we found the animal host. I believe that will be the same thing with this virus as well.
And the subplot of your story, the markets. We've touched on this, Gregory, but I want to go back to it. Without the markets, there is no government that had enough money to validate all of these pursuits or to deal with personalities as creative as these. It was the marketplace that believed in them, Moderna, but Pfizer is marketplace as well. It might be well-to-do, but it has to function in the world of stocks. So I want to acknowledge that Wall Street's a winner here too, Gregory. And I think we should always remember that when we come up against the next pandemic.
So, John, I've spoken to the CEOs of these companies, executives, researchers, and there are a lot of them are foreign-born. Ugur Sahin, Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO, Stefan Bancel, and they all say that these vaccines could not have been produced elsewhere without American backing. And we're talking investors. Only in America can you get IPOs of both these companies without any proof, any earnings, any revenue. In America, you still have venture capitalists, you've got individual investors, you've got mutual funds, hedge funds, et cetera, who are willing to roll the dice on really good ideas and approaches or promising ones without any proof. So we need to acknowledge that, yes, these vaccines are modern science's greatest achievement, but I would argue modern finances too. And, you know, we need to be a little more appreciative, I think, of the role that big Wall Street played as well as, you know, big pharma.
I want to be appreciative of Stefan Bancel. We'll go back to where we started, Gregory. Bancel's personality is amazing. If there's anybody going to get us to a Mars colony, it's Bancel's personality. He does not accept success as adequate.
Yeah, and John, I have to tell you, the foot's still pedal to the metal over there at Moderna and Beyond Tech. These people, they've made billions of dollars. Some of them are actual billionaires, Stefan Bancel and others, but they're not letting up. I still talk to the researchers and others there, and they're going all out. They're obviously still very focused on the coronavirus and creating more vaccines, but they're focusing on the next challenge. And again, be it cancer, be it turning off our immune system when we need to instead of turning it on for things like autoimmune diseases, things like that. I can't wait to see what they do. And you make a really good point. Maybe you need a Steve Jobs type personality like Stefan Bancel to do something this remarkable.
Gregory Zuckerman is the author of the new book, A Shot to Save the World, the inside story of the life or death race for a COVID-19 vaccine. We're some of the way along to solving COVID-19. And it's men and women in Gregory's book who will be there at the close of this crisis. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.